It's so important to understand that in the Old Testament, there are three strands of laws. Let me tell you, if you don't understand these three strands, you're going to have a lot of trouble understanding the Old Testament. Thanks for joining us as we continue to look at these daily devotions regarding how we can make our families strong. So let's think about these three strands. All are important for us to learn. We want to learn about God, and we want to find transferable principles. We can do that through all three strands. However, there's only one strand that never goes away. We could call them the sticking laws, the laws that stick. Let's check them out. Leviticus chapter 18, verse 22. Let me start with this command, and then let's see how it fits into the sticking laws. You shall not lie, Leviticus 18, 22, you shall not lie with a male as with a woman. It is an abomination. You shall not lie with a male, speaking to men, as with a woman. It is an abomination. All right, so many who argue for gay relationships from a biblical standpoint see this passage, like today's Leviticus 18, 22. They roll their eyes and say, yeah, that verse is right alongside other verses like you shouldn't mix different kinds of fabrics. The Old Testament is antiquated and contradictory. Those verses don't matter today. So how do you answer that question? Because most of you are wearing clothes with mixed fabric. Let's slow down and think this through. In the Old Testament, there are three strands of laws. And we're going to look at them one at a time. All right, so the first strand of law was the civil law. These laws were for the nation of Israel, and they included dietary laws, laws regarding hygiene, business regulations, laws governing interaction between neighbors. The second law, strand of laws, dealt with religious rituals. We call them ceremonial laws. So you have the civil law and then ceremonial laws. The ceremonial laws dealt with the worshiper's responsibility regarding the sacrificial system. Just start reading the first of the book of Leviticus, and you see all these details of regulations regarding what you sacrifice and what you don't sacrifice. The sacrificial system, ceremonial laws. Now, these two strands of law, the civil and ceremonial, ended with the coming of Christ. The church is now made up of believers from many nations, each nation with its own set of civil and religious laws. The head of the church, Jesus, became our perfect sacrifice, so we don't sacrifice animals for our sins. You can draw many principles from the sacrificial system, but we don't do that anymore. Jesus became our one time for all time sacrifice on the cross. All right, there's still a third strand. Civil, ceremonial, and then the third strand is moral, the moral law. These laws, given in the Old Testament, extend through time. Moral laws are summed up in the Ten Commandments, and listen to this, they are restated and reemphasized in the New Testament. Not so with the civil laws, not so with the ceremonial laws, but the moral laws are restated and reemphasized in the New Testament. God's standard for marriage and sexuality are found in the moral law. Yeah, today we can mix different kinds of fabric, but we can't mix the message of marriage. The creation design continues as part of the moral law. One man, one woman for life. Father, help us to speak clearly regarding sin, and help us to speak clearly and boldly in love. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.